U.S. banks announce dividends after passing Fed stress test. The largest American banks plan to pay dividends after passing the Fed stress test. They have enough capital to keep lending to families and businesses even in tough times, the Fed says. The move signals resilience for customers and investors. Banks retain strong capital to keep lending to families and businesses. Dividends announced after the stress test. Fed says banks can weather tough conditions. Banks can sustain credit even in a weak economy. The result boosts confidence in the banking system. Major U.S. banks announced dividends after Fed stress test results. The Federal Reserve says the six largest U.S. banks have enough capital to keep lending to households and businesses even if the economy weakens. After completing its annual stress test, the Fed concluded the banks could withstand tough conditions and continue to provide credit. In line with the results, several institutions said they would pay dividends to shareholders. What the stress test evaluates: the stress test simulates a downturn to see if banks stay above required capital levels and can still meet their obligations. It uses a baseline path and a severely adverse scenario to test resilience. Regulators say the outcomes show the banks have sufficient capital buffers to endure a challenging period. Banks involved and dividend plans officials note the assessment covers the six largest U.S. banks. The institutions have indicated plans to pay or maintain dividends under pre-approved levels. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. The statements reflect confidence in current capital positions and ongoing regulatory expectations. Context and implications: the results arrive as the economy faces headwinds from higher interest rates and slower growth. A solid capital base helps banks continue lending to families and small businesses. The dividend announcements signal that banks feel comfortable with their capital levels and compliance with regulatory requirements. Conclusion: the Federal Reserve stress test confirms that the six largest U.S. banks hold ample capital to sustain lending to households and businesses, even if the economy weakens. With pre-approved dividends and solid capital buffers, they project resilience that reinforces confidence among customers and investors and supports a continued flow of credit during tougher times. The results also reinforce regulators' expectations, signaling that the banking system can weather near-term headwinds from higher rates and slower growth. Frequently asked questions: which banks announced dividends after passing the Fed stress test? The biggest U.S. banks said they would raise or keep dividends after passing the test. What did the Fed say about banks' capital after the stress test? The Fed said banks have enough capital to keep lending to families and businesses even in hard times. Do dividend plans affect lending to households and firms? No. Banks can keep lending. Capital stays strong. When will these dividends be paid? Dividends start in the next payout cycle, in coming quarters. Will share buybacks continue after the test? Some may, but it depends on each bank's plan and rules.